This is the final stage of the loving kindness meditation, or as I like to think of it, simply practicing kindness. In this stage, we'll be practicing extending kindness towards what we can think of as a difficult person, someone that when you think of them, it may bring up difficult feelings or thoughts for you. You may feel resentment or hurt or anger towards them, or it could just be you don't really like this person, or you find it difficult to get along with them. You don't have to choose the hardest person in your life. Remember, we're also practicing being kind to ourselves. But choose somebody you would be willing to practice extending kindness towards, even if it's difficult or doesn't come naturally for you. And we'll end this practice by extending wishes of kindness to all beings everywhere. So let's begin. Allow yourself to settle into your chair or your seat on the floor. You can keep your eyes open or closed, either is fine. Just find a position where your body can be at ease, but where you can also remain alert. Allow your arms and legs to be held down by gravity, your body fully supported by the floor or your chair. Become aware of your breath, the gentle rise and fall of your chest or belly. And just allow your breath to find its own natural rhythm as you follow it. We'll start again by bringing to mind a time when you experienced a sense of warmth, connection, or safety with another being, a time when you were with another person or animal, where you felt a sense of kindness or warmth towards that being, or you felt kindness or care from them. See if you can recall what it felt like in that moment. As you gaze upon the scene of kindness and warmth, what did you feel in that moment? Can you notice a sense of safeness, wholeness, or being at ease in that moment? And just rest with that for a minute and notice what it's like. Next, see if you can form an image of yourself sitting right here, now, in this chair or on the floor, as if you were looking at yourself from the outside. And as you're looking at this image of yourself, try to relax the tiny little muscles around your eyes, softening your gaze. And as you're looking at yourself with those gentle eyes, see if you notice that you, just like all beings everywhere, want to be happy and not suffer. And yet, like all beings, you suffer more than you would want. Now, as you're picturing yourself in your mind's eye, see if you can extend wishes of kindness and well-being to yourself as you repeat the following phrases. May I be well. May I know kindness. May I be safe and at ease. Again, while holding the image of yourself in your heart, extending wishes of kindness and well-being to yourself. May I be well. May I know kindness. May I be safe and at ease. And once more, practice intentionally extending wishes of kindness and warmth to yourself. May I be well. May I know kindness. May I be safe and at ease. And next, bring to mind the image of someone you care about, a being that you have warm feelings towards or have a sense of a positive connection to. As best as you can, try and get an image or sense of this person or being in your mind's eye. Notice what their face looks like, their expressions. And notice that this being that you care for, like you and like all beings everywhere, wants to be happy and not suffer. And yet, like all beings, they suffer more than they want to. And now, extending wishes of kindness and well-being to this friend, silently repeat to yourself, may you be well. May you know kindness. May you be safe and at ease. And again, while you say these phrases, allow yourself to connect with the intention that they express. May you be well. May you know kindness. May you be safe and at ease. Finally, once more, while picturing this person or animal you care about, extending wishes of kindness and warmth towards them. May you be well. May you know kindness. May you be safe and at ease. And you can allow that image of your friend to fade away and bring to mind the image of a neutral person, someone you may interact with but don't have strong feelings towards. As best as you can, try to get an image or sense of that person in your mind's eye. You might imagine what they might be doing right now. And again, notice that this person, like you and like all beings everywhere, wants to be happy and to not suffer. And yet, like all beings, they suffer more than they want to. And now, extending wishes of kindness and well-being to this person, silently repeat to yourself, "May you be well." May you know kindness. May you be safe and at ease. Once again, extending wishes of kindness and warmth towards this person, may you be well. May you know kindness. May you be safe and at ease. And once more, may you be well. May you know kindness. May you be safe and at ease. You can now allow the image of that neutral person to fade away. And now bring to mind the image of someone who's more difficult for you. It may be someone you've had difficulties with for a long time, or it may be someone who's usually easier to get along with, but you have difficulties with them right now. If your relationship with yourself is difficult in the moment, you might also choose to use yourself in this practice right now, to practice offering kindness to that part of yourself that you're struggling with. And as you're picturing this person in your mind's eye, be honest with what you feel, opening up your heart to whatever is there without making it bigger or trying to get rid of it. This practice isn't about changing your feelings. It's about practicing kindness, regardless of what feelings or judgments may show up. And as you're picturing this difficult person in your mind's eye, again, see if you can loosen the muscles around your eyes, as if your eyes were ever so gently smiling. As you're seeing this image of this person, see if you can become aware of the fact that this person, just like you, and like all beings everywhere, wants to be happy and to not suffer. and yet, like all beings, they suffer more than they want to. And now, extending wishes of kindness and well-being to this person, silently repeat to yourself, "May you be well." May you know kindness. May you be safe and at ease. Again, while you say these phrases, allow yourself to connect with the intention they express. May you be well. May you know kindness. May you be safe and at ease. Finally, without trying to force anything, but simply extending wishes of kindness and warmth towards this person, may you be well. May you know kindness. May you be safe and at ease. Now you can let any imagery fade away. And as you end this practice, I invite you to extend wishes of kindness and well-being to all creatures everywhere, because all beings want to be happy and to not suffer. And yet all beings suffer more than they want to. So now, considering all beings everywhere, repeat to yourself, "May all beings be well. May all beings know kindness. May all beings be safe and at ease." And again, maybe this time, just gently placing your hand on your heart and silently repeat to yourself, "May all beings be well. May all beings know kindness. May all beings be safe and at ease. And once more, may all beings be well. May all beings know kindness. May all beings be safe and at ease. And now you can return to what is present for you as you sit here in this space where you are, appreciating the sounds around you, the light, the air touching your skin, and appreciating that you have been doing something skillful in the last few minutes, consciously cultivating an attitude of kindness and friendliness towards yourself, others, and all beings everywhere. Noticing once more the feeling of your body in the chair or on the floor, and resting here with any feelings of warmth or kindness that may have emerged. And if your eyes were closed, when you're ready, you can open them and return your attention back to the room.